grass growed up in the middle of them. Looks out in these rice field farms.
Did you ever do any rice farming, or you know,
No, I worked a little bit on one time. And you had to do a lot of irrigation. And you had to walk around out in your rice field cutting your trenches for your water to flow through.
Yeah.
You have to keep it pretty flooded. Keep some grass out. And then when it comes time to harvest, you got to drain it down, pump it off, and get your combines in there and pick it all up. Thrash it out.
Yeah. When rice is harvested, they tie it up into what?
Well, back then, yeah, they tie it up in bundles, and they beat it. But, even back then, they started coming up with the combines. They were small type combines. You still see a few old ones on these rice fields. They just leave them there. Broke down, and you know, it's rusting away, but they were small. Nothing like they have now.
Yeah.
They got those very big air conditioned ones now.
You ever raise oats?
Oh, yeah. Dad used to raise oats. He'd pick it, put it in the bundle, and we'd beat it out, and he'd feed it to the cows, mix it with some other feed. The oats would go real good easy. Like where we hunt now, you might, well, it's against the law now, if you plant an oat patch, you know, to draw the deer in or something like that.
Oats or thrash?
Right. Yeah, I call it thrashing. You beat it out.
Yeah.
When you seed, your oat part itself will come off.
Yeah. Now, something higher than the hill would be a, what? You ever been up in the
mountains?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Where? Around here?
Not around here. There ain't no mountains around here. I've been to Colorado one time, seen the mountains. Wouldn't mind moving up there first. You ain't got no mosquitoes up there.
Is it prettier
down here?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it is. You know, you got a lot of scenery.
Uh-huh.
But, no, compare the mountains to the woods now, I'd have to say I like the woods better than the mountains.
Okay. Now, the kind of a rocky side of a mountain, like, that would drop off real sharp would be a
canyon.
Okay. Or in the movies, you see the car drive over the
barge.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What about a place where the road would go up through the mountains? That'd be a good
one. Hairpin curves?
Yeah. You know, the road would wind through a little what? You know, kind of a place that would go through the mountains where all of the
tunnels?
Okay. Or a pass or a notch?
Yeah, they used to have like both paths and all that up there.
Uh-huh.
I guess they call them passes.
Are there places around here where a boat would unload and...
Yeah, they have boat ramps.
Ramps over here?
Yeah, they call them ramps.
Like Sabine Pass used to be. What was that? Why they call it Sabine Pass?
Why they call it Sabine Pass? That's a good question.
Okay.
A long time ago, the history of Sabine Pass was that the Army set up a fort there to keep the enemy ships coming in. I think there's not much written about the history here, but this place was settled first with Indians, a certain type of tribe.
Yeah.
And even now you can find these Indian mounds around here. And you can dig up pottery and hatchets and stuff like that. But first it was settled by Indians. And then the soldiers came in and set up down there, and then I guess it started growing once the soldiers came in.
Okay, and this city was built?
It was a settlement. Supposed to have been settled by the Netherlands or something of that nature, years and years ago.
The place where a boat stopped and freight was unloaded?
Your docks?
Yeah, they have here.
Yeah, you have docks here. We have a big dock not far from here. Then you have several of them down Sabine Pass. Small type docks. This isn't a big type. In Beaumont, you have some big docks.
Now, the type, when you came to a man's house and you turn off, we're talking about roads, you turn off the main road, you went down a
tram road.
Tram road? Okay. Do you have a lot of different types of roads around here when you're coming up?
What you call them? Or?
Yeah, different, like...
we call it a highway, or then you'd call it a city road, or...